The prep files. She's going to be a rough one tonight, fellas. But we'll kick off without further ado. Mike, I'll hand over to you and let us know about the week that was.
Yeah, man, I was thinking about it, you know, as I do, and kind of go, well, what am I going to talk about? And I thought part of the objective of this was to kind of, so people who are prepping can kind of go, oh yeah, I'm not so crazy. Everybody has like mental sort of shit going on, right? People who have prepped before but aren't now will sit back and chuckle and go, yeah, I remember going crazy like that, you know? And people who are on their first prep will kind of feel that it's normal. So just kind of sharing the ups and downs a little bit, sharing the way that kind of the brain flip-flops and kind of does some crazy things. So things evolved through my week. I had a really good week last week. I dropped way more weight than I expected. But that was interesting in itself because I figure Nate was really good. Nate sends me this clip from Ron Partlow, which I'd listened to on one of the podcasts, which was he was talking about a revelation that he had when he was younger. And that was that when he's dieting, and he's, you know, he was talking about being on a cycle as well, but your training's good, your eating's good, you can't lose muscle, you don't lose muscle. All this paranoia about losing muscle, you don't lose muscle. He was on 70 grams of carbs a day for 7 weeks or so, and you know, he didn't lose any muscle. So I'm always paranoid about losing muscle. So Nate sends me this clip and goes, every time you drop some scale weight, play this clip, you don't lose muscle. So last week I lost 3.5 kilos, which was, you know, obviously a lot, but my carbs had gone down a bit. And so, you know, obviously I lost some glycogen and some water and so on, but you know, I didn't lose 3.5 kilos of muscle. I just didn't have that muscle in the first place. So I had in my mind of how much I wanted to weigh and how big I wanted to be and that sort of thing. And it was a little bit about showing progression, because 2 years ago I was pretty hard at 98 kilos, but I'd only been back in the game for, you know, I'd had 20 years off and I'd only sort of back into it for a few, you know, 6 months or 8 months. Well, last year I was pretty soft at 105, and I went, well, if I gain 2 or 3 kilos a year, then I should hopefully be able to come in pretty hard at 104, 105. Well, fuck, I'm not far off that now. So I guess I'm not coming in at 104, 105. But like, once you're in it, there's no turning back. Like, it's just numbers now, you know. It's like, I'll be what I'll be, and I just have to come in absolutely peeled and look how I look. I just think that I'll be really disappointed if I'm only weighing a similar amount to what I did. Now, you know, I could look a lot better. I could have a much better structure, you know, much better shape, and come in with a way better look. And that'd be great. But I, you know, I'm a numbers guy. You know, I like to see those numbers go up. So I don't know what I'm going to be or what I'm going to weigh, but that 3.5 kilo drop in the week was, it was a bit of a shock to me. I've, you know, subsequently sort of bounced around a little bit and sitting similar, you know, perhaps up 0.5 kilo or so, but we sort of just went harder again. Like we dropped about average of 100 calories a day. So Kurt's put in a high day for me. And so I've got training days, non-training days, and a high day. Because I was going, oh, I don't know, I'm doing all this cardio and I can't train my legs hard because I've got this hip injury. So I'm just doing quad extensions. Maybe I should do a couple of leg days a week just to, you know, force nutrients into them. Because, all right, we'll put in a high day for your leg day. And then I kind of went and I was going, oh, look, you know, I'm having, you know, my arms are pretty shit. Maybe I should, you know, and he's going, oh, well, maybe we can do this or that. And I just went, actually, dude, you don't have to address all my issues because I'm just a collection of injuries and weak points. You know, you can't work miracles. We're just going to have to go with what we've got. So, you know, I leaned up really nicely last week. The cut's coming in pretty good. So I feel good about the way I'm looking. My midsection's a bit tighter. It's easier to hold that in. Like doing abs feels better because instead of every time I do a crunch, it pushes out. I can kind of keep it drawn in. You know, legs are starting to separate up a little bit. You know, I'm still 3.5 weeks out from South Island and I wasn't expecting to be fantastic for that. But I posted that comparison and, you know, thanks Mike Kingsnorth for sort of telling me how old school I am. And I can't seem to, if anybody out there is tech savvy enough to get 3 different axes on the same graph, that'd be awesome. But I can't do it electronically, so I draw it. And I like to track my body fat versus my calories versus my weight. And if you see really good drops in body fat and you're holding your weight, it's got to be a good time, right? So you look back at what you're doing, and that's obviously good stuff, you know. And if your weight's dropping a bit faster than your body fat, that's sort of not so flash either. So I was doing that, and I look back and 2019, 4 weeks out from South Island there, I was, you know, the same body fat I am now. I had a bit of adrenal fatigue at that point. I had my foot on the accelerator going really hard. But I'm now, you know, 4 or 5 kilos heavier than I was then, which is kind of what I was hoping to be, I suppose. So, you know, it just sort of reminded me I'm sort of relatively on track to be, you know, look like I did at South Islands then, and then, you know, ideally look like I did, you know, or even better for nationals 6 weeks later. So, you know, just kind of being that numbers guy, I found some numbers that made me feel better, and you know, that's good. So yeah, you know, just trucking along, but, you know, worried about how big I'm going to be or how heavy I'm going to be and that sort of thing. But realistically, for me, it's once I've committed to doing the show, it's going to take something pretty amazing for me to not do it. So from then on, it's like, well, I can't control how much I weigh or what my muscle is. You know, if I've got what I've got, now I've just got to show it by cutting it up. And if I come in at the same weight I did 2 years ago, then that's it. It's not like I'm going to get partway through and go, nah, too light, I'm pulling out, too light. Just kind of get on with it, you know. So it does help having Kurt there and not having to stress about what I should be doing with my diet. Just kind of leave it to him to kind of worry about.
Good week. Another good week. Lost too much weight, but looking better. So it's the main thing.
Nice, Barry. Nice. Sydney, how was your week from hell?
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Nate, for saying week from hell. It's really funny you said that, because it actually was a week from hell for me. So usually I'm a real upbeat, like, I'm super motivated. I want that dub. I want, you know, I've got my goals in place and I will do whatever it takes to get there. But this week I was in such a funk. My body dysmorphia was at an all-time high. I think what really shook me, or I was shooketh, as the young people say, was when I looked in the mirror. I caught sight of my back and I could see every single vertebrae in my spine. Like, it was coming out and you could just see like all my ribs like peeking out. And I was like, oh my goodness, I look like a starving Ethiopian, like African child from a CCS for like save the children fund commercial video. Like, oh my goodness. And I had a complete meltdown and I was like, I'm a skeleton. I've lost all my muscle. It's disgusting. I had an anxiety attack. And but then in the morning, I saw a video on Jordan's stories, and he was just saying, you know, just trust the process, go with it. And it kind of just hit me then, as I was watching his stories, that I need to remove myself from the situation. I need to stop looking at myself completely, and just because it's at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I think of myself. It matters what Jordan thinks, my coach. It matters what the judges think, you know, because I could think that I look pregnant and yet the judges think I look amazing and fantastic. So I have removed myself entirely from this situation. Earlier on in the week as well, I recall reaching out to you, Nate. I swear, Nate, like, you and me, like, we're like the besties. Like, if it wasn't for you, I'd be so lost. And I actually have my trusty phone, and I'm going to put you to shame, Nate, as you put all of us to shame. So I reached out to Nate earlier this week and I had a panic attack and I said, why am I even doing this, Nate? I should just pull out. I got a cheap meal, sushi, and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Life is about food. Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I doing this? And Nate bless his heart, said to me, because you, by the way, this is word for word, I'm reading this word for word. He said, because you can and others can't. You get to defeat your demons, definitely creates a stronger person. The trick is never to let your anxiety win or it gets stronger. You've just got to beat it despite feeling scared and it dies a death. And that just like, mwah, love you, Nate. Like that, I was like, oh, yes, back on track. Let's go, let's go. And yeah, I was just, so thank you. Thank you, Nate. My cardio from Jordan as well got put up. And I just wanted to touch on cardio because, again, I know I said it in previous things, it's hard to get up at 5 a.m. when it's freezing cold. It's hard. No one wants to do it. But I feel quite lucky. I swear Jordan does not pay me to say this, but I actually feel quite lucky to be on this team. I mean, yeah, Jordan's great, but everyone else, like the whole team, every single person is just amazing. They blow my mind. Like, I'm not sure if you guys follow Skinny Fat Natty Cam, like that boy, he is shredded. He is peeled, but then you look at his before and his after, and you see the work, you see the dedication that goes into it. And so I'm sorry, Rach, but I actually think of Cam every morning when I'm in bed. And I'm like, if that guy can do this and look that peeled and shredded, I can too. So I'm coming for you, Cam. I'm chasing your gains. I want those shreds. You can't just be like, oh, I wish I looked like Cam and be so shredded. No, you've got to work for it. You know, you've got to haul ass. No matter how hard it is, no matter how much you don't want to, you just got to do it. Speaking of my incredible team, like, we've got a group chat, and I know without a doubt that I am not the most muscular. I am not the strongest. I am not the most defined, like muscles and shredded lean, but I am determined to be the team's number one unofficial cheerleader. I will support them and root for them because they all deserve it. They all work so hard day in and day out. So yeah, for me this week, my learnings was it's no longer what self-thought, like doesn't matter what you think of yourself anymore. It just matters what everyone else thinks about you. This whole sport, it's mentally challenging. It is physically challenging, yet you are doing something that no one else will. Like when you are at this point, people will reach for a hamburger because it's too hard. People will go into a bag of chips because it's easier than to get up in the morning and do that cardio. So yes, Nate, exactly what you said. You are doing what other people cannot. You are pushing past your own human cravings and human behavior. It's built into our human bodies. Like, you're not supposed to be this lean. You're not supposed to be, you know, yet we push. We push and we push. So I give it up to each and every one of you guys for doing this. Like, and then going back for more the following year. It's just like, oh man, I feel like shit. Let's do that again. Like, how? Like, how do you guys do it? Like, it's like no one wants to sign up to be kicked in the nuts. Like, you go in and like, yep, hit me. So definitely round of applause to you guys. Well done. Sydney out.
Well, yep. I know those weeks. I've had those weeks. This week's been a little different though. I did a check-in with Jordan and looked really good. He said, let's hold and do a 3-day check-in. So coming up 3 days, I thought, better shave my legs. Haven't done that this year. And shave my legs and put my back out. Floored myself in the shower, couldn't get off the floor, absolute wreck. Didn't think I was going to be able to get on the flight to Auckland. Managed to roll it out. It's still spasming, being a pain in the ass, but we got to Auckland, got sidetracked for a while watching my boy's MMA fight, which is really cool. And then managed to get a train in with Logan and sent some photos off to Jordan. And Jordan was a very, very happy camper. He said, go and have a burger. So I had two. So that was that. So good progress. I saw a really cool post that kind of changed my perspective for the week. It said, you're not on a journey. Neil Armstrong was on a journey. You're on a diet. And I went, actually, all the hard times that we go through and that, it's just a diet. And I sort of was talking to Jordan about it. And I said, you know, a lot of people tend to complain about the process and how hard it is and all those sort of things. And, you know, I think we sign up for it. And for those doing it first time, it's a little different. But for those guys that are girls that are doing it for the second, third, fourth, 12th time like me, you know, we go on with our eyes wide open. You know, so I said to Jordan, you know, at the moment, my current state is pretty tired. The mornings particularly, pretty tired. If I close my eyes in the mornings, I get vertigo. I can't close my eyes. I'm so fucked up. Mm-hmm. But I feel quite bad. And I think you knew this going into it, mate. So I've been really positive about it and kind of embraced that suffering a bit, knowing it's the place I need to be at this point in time. So everything in that respect is going really well. I'm doing some super ditzy diet things. Before this podcast, I had to ring my son and said, Zaves, can you please go to the laundromat? I've driven all the way out to the beach and I left my laundry there. So I've done that. I went to work one day this week and I live quite a long way out of town, obviously, and left my laptop at home. Pretty fucking useless trying to work without a laptop. So I've had some real diet moments. So I think I'm going to be writing a lot of lists going forward. Obviously, we've got the big announcement that the country's going to level 4, 3 days everywhere, Auckland 7 days, but not too stressed about it. You know, it is what it is. Even if we miss a bunch of training and have to just do a lot of cardio and things, it's not going to kill anyone. Not ideal, but hey, level playing field, we're all in it now. So hopefully we can get through this pretty quickly. And I guess people, you know, just put things in a bit of context. It is what it is. And the main thing is we're all safe and we don't want more people getting sick and all that kind of thing without pushing that message too hard. But look after each other. Some of us find lockdowns pretty hard and get a bit isolated. So keep in touch with people, man. That's my message for you out there today. I've had a great week. Hopefully next week will be a great week too. And all the rest of you guys, please keep in contact with us. Message us if you want us to do some stuff over lockdown. We're going to have some spare time. Hopefully we'll get lots of athletes that have got a lot of spare time and we might be able to pull some cool interviews. So enjoy as much as you can the week going forward, people, and we will catch up with you next week. Peace out.